John says in the Equitable Bank inbox, where they take banking personally, Gary with George at 1620thezone.com, I've been tying my own tie since I was 8 years old. Well, that's great. I had a father that did not wear suits. He was a baseball guy.
Same.
So if you have a father that doesn't wear suits and you don't wear suits, who's going to teach you how to tie a tie?
Bingo.
Why would I wear a tie? By the way, I think I still have the same tie that I wore for my senior picture in high school.
That good?
It was a good tie. It was a really good tie. I just don't throw away ties. I bet I have 100 ties.
Really?
And I only rotate about 6 or 7 of them through.
I probably only have like 4. And I'll probably only wear 2.
Yeah, I don't know why I would throw away a tie. Like,
yeah.
I mean, and I also lived in a place for a while where business casual is a polo and khakis.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, there aren't a lot of people wearing suits in Florida. Trust me, especially in baseball, when you would go to high level meetings, you would wear, suits. But like when the Twins brass would come down to Fort Myers, they weren't wearing suits. They were all of a sudden wearing shorts and polos. So I'm not apologizing for not knowing how to tie a tie. YouTube has taught me how to tie a tie.
YouTube has taught me as well.
But now we're in, we're in cash pandemic. I don't need to wear, I don't dress up as much to go do basketball games. I dress as the coaches dress. Nice little quarter zip khakis.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, so I'm not apologizing. Not apologizing at all. Earlier today, big news out of Nebraska basketball. Some would say, hey, I saw this coming. And maybe you did. Maybe it took longer than you thought, or you thought this would be the eventual end game with Teddy Allen no longer being part of Nebraska basketball. And Nebraska got a nice victory on Saturday night over Minnesota in a game, which was the second game after Teddy scored 41 and was pulled from the game with some questionable shot selection in the second half. And then Fred found the right combination for chemistry and playing well with each other on the floor, that he continued to ride that group for the remainder of the game. And Nebraska, despite every attempt to give the game to Minnesota or Marcus Carr trying to steal it from Minnesota, Nebraska found a way to win. And now they take on Rutgers tonight. They got 2 more games left in the regular season. They play at Iowa, and they play at Northwestern. But less than a week after Teddy Buckets goes for 41, he's no longer part of the program. In a statement that was released by Fred Hoiberg today, it was a decision that was made yesterday. And there were a lot of people involved in the discussion. And I think to understand where we are, you have to go back. And we have to be honest about this. Teddy's got some issues. You have to recognize those. You have to work through those. He has to be able to recognize them. And there have been few people, I think, in Teddy Allen's life that have invested in Teddy Allen, the person. Tom Crable at Boys Town did that. Fred Hoiberg was his first college coach to do that. To invest in the person. The basketball player comes along, but you invest in the person. I'll give you a prime example. West Virginia is recruiting Teddy Allen. And there's a lot of people in this community, with Teddy being a Boys Town guy, with Omaha Sports Academy, where he played AAU basketball, that were involved in his development, that were around him, were his coaches during summer ball. And Bob Huggins approached one of the coaches, and I think he was just doing his due diligence, but really didn't care. Just wanted to know about his basketball. And this particular OSA coach, and I won't call him out because he told me this in privacy, he said, Huggins said, I don't want to know about, he was upset that you pulled him from the game, or all that other stuff. Can he play basketball? That's all I want to know. Can he play basketball? And this OSA AAU coach said, yeah, he can play basketball. He's really, really good. Okay, that's all I care about. Boom. Then out of West Virginia, another chance at Wichita State, and then Nebraska gave him his last chance. I always wondered if Teddy chose his number because that was going to be his last chance. But Nebraska did their due diligence. And Hoiberg in the past has taken guys that have a checkered background, believing that his culture inside of his program and the way that he coaches and interacts with his players, you'll be able to fit that person in. And Fred truly believed that. But they did do their due diligence. There were other programs around the country that are saying, man, Nebraska must be desperate. Why are you dipping your toe in the Teddy Allen experience? And Fred said, because I'm going to invest in the person, because I believe that we can help him. And then, oh, by the way, he can also play basketball for us. We need both of those things. We need him to be a good citizen, good student, good in our program, good on the floor. And Nebraska did their due diligence. They thought they had a good network in place closer to Boys Town where Teddy would feel more comfortable, that all the roller coaster of Teddy Allen's life they could put up, they could deal with. Okay? They got the mental health part that they can help him through. There's a lot of people that are going to invest in him, and we're going to make it work, knowing that it's going to be a difficult journey to get there. I mean, when Nebraska got close to saying, we've got a scholarship for you, they wanted to make sure what he was like between the ears. So he's part of your program, and then you undergo a season like this, where you're dealing with a pandemic and you're not very good, which did not help. And you tried to make it through, realizing that you get the good, the bad, and the ugly out of Teddy Allen in seemingly every possession. When it's good, it's really good. When it's bad, it can be really, really bad. When it's ugly, it's, we got to have you sit out a game. And the opportunity not to throw you away, but no, this is my program. This is what we need out of you. This is what your teammates need out of you. We're not going to upset the program. Fred last year felt like the program got away from him a little bit by a couple of guys that were in the program that kind of took over and really, really soured it for other players on the roster. Not going to let that happen. But he brings Teddy back, and Nebraska bent over backwards. Plenty of opportunities for Teddy to fit in. And, you know, Teddy's very opinionated, and he'll let you know what he's thinking, and it's his way. Hoiberg said, no, it's our way. This is how we're going to do it with Nebraska basketball. Hoiberg never said it's my way or the highway. He said it's our way. He used the key word, our way. But Teddy likes to chirp, and Fred got to a point where he'd had enough, and it was affecting the rest of the team. And Hoiberg is not real happy right now. This year has been a mess. You were blending in a relatively new team. Now, roster management is on him, but you're blending in a new team during a pandemic, not knowing when you're going to play. And then when you start playing, things are not going well. The basketball IQ is not great for a guy that's coaching the program that had enormous basketball IQ. Then you have a COVID pause. So things are upset from the start. But you're not throwing away the season because you know how much next year means to you. And as he navigated through the COVID pause to come back, Nebraska in certain spurts have played much better. But they are a long way from where Fred Hoiberg wants it. And I can tell you that Hoiberg's not happy at all. He's not happy at all the way things are unfolded. He's 13-42. Now, he's not shying away from that, but he's also not blowing smoke up you know what. He's not saying, hey, man, we've had a good build up to this Rutgers game. He's going to tell you pretty honestly what he's thinking. It's actually really refreshing. If you think about it, the one thing I really, really like about Hoiberg, and you can tell that he is a professional coach. Just the way he interacts with the media, interacts with his fellow coaches, interacts with his players. The one thing you get out of Hoiberg that I really, really enjoy is listen to him break down crucial plays. He'll go into detail in play calls. He's not afraid to go there. But he's also not afraid to go there that this has not been good. He's not happy with the way things are going. But he truly believes that next year will be the year where you will see what he envisions. The way they play, the way they win. And you're going to have a good majority of those guys that are going to come back. And as things have transpired in the last week, from scoring 41 to not having an interest in shooting the basketball and having your idea of what you want out of him or need out of him and Teddy's idea of what he can give you or wants to do are not on the same page, at some point you have to say enough is enough. And in this case, Nebraska gave him plenty of opportunities. And once again, in Teddy's life, in the basketball world, he can't get out of his own way. And I don't know where he goes next. One of the most encouraging things I saw in his in his statement that was a co-statement by the head coach and Teddy that was released earlier today, he said he's going to get his degree. That's important. He's going to have a chance to make money playing professional basketball, probably be over in Europe. But how does he get there? There's a lot of people that have invested in him, and Nebraska invested in him more as a person, and it didn't work out. Probably could have seen it coming. You wish it didn't get to this point. It's disappointing. It's a guy that is one of the rare players on this roster that can create shots for him. But I think what you saw in the decision yesterday to part ways with Teddy Allen is Fred Hoiberg says, we've got to move forward. And I can't have it one plus 11 other guys. I got to have 12 guys that are together. And Fred's got a good pulse on his team in realizing that even with a short amount of time left this year, you can't have anything get in the way. And so they weren't able to come to an agreement yesterday, and their agreement was it's best to part ways. Now, is Nebraska going to be better without Teddy scoring the basketball? Probably not. Maybe chemistry on the floor? Probably. You'll probably see that this week. You heard it. You saw it. You saw the guys that were an odd combination playing together that had great success at the end of, or had good success at the end of the Minnesota game. They talked about chemistry. Head coach talked about he liked those guys and kept them out there because they had good chemistry and they rode the hot hand. And that's one thing Hoiberg's done. If you're not performing up to his standards or winning standards, he's not afraid to sit you. And he'll reward guys that play hard and do the right thing. So that's what I know about the situation. I think it's disappointing. I enjoy watching Teddy play. I think he's a very interesting individual. And I feel bad for people that have invested a lot of time in him because they wanted it to work out desperately at Nebraska. Thought this was the best setup in terms of support system, a head coach who understood him, and the message that was delivered to Teddy that this is your last chance. This is how it's got to work for us to have a relationship. And in the end, didn't work out. And both have moved on. And I think you saw Fred said, I made this decision for the best of my program. It's our program moving forward. And we've got to have everybody under the R banner instead of the I banner. And Nebraska plays Rutgers tonight, but they won't have 17 points in the lineup. All right, Mike Schaefer's coming up before the hour is over. Shelby Mast, who does the brackets for USA Today. 2 weeks from today, we have a bracket. And it was a wild week. 18 of the 25 ranked teams lost. I mean, look at the Big East. Look at the Big Ten. Ohio State was ugly yesterday. Lost their third in a row. Michigan State kind of ran out of gas. Got beat by Maryland. All of a sudden, Maryland has a nice resume. They've a nice addition to their resume in the past week. 2 weeks from today, this is kind of fun. Shelby Mast will join us with his latest bracket. That's coming up at 1:15. If you'd like to join the conversation throughout our Monday, March 1st edition, 951-1620. You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com, or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at GarySharp1620, at MyAcesBlack04, or the official Twitter handle of the show at GarySharpShow.